Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's 9:30 in 716.
Did marijuana just hit a pothole in New York State?
I don't think it matters how much I push in 11 days.
What happened?
To be honest, I'm not really sure.
But some are celebrating.
When people say that it's not a gateway, I beg to differ with that. When I have kids on this campus that are in severe legal trouble because of their marijuana use and their marijuana addiction, how can you tell me that's not a gateway?
Not so fast.
But I don't think that that's going to happen. I think it will happen this year.
I'm Tim Wenger on 930 in 716.
I don't think it is feasible at this point.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo saying he doesn't believe it's feasible for lawmakers to legalize recreational marijuana this year. The Democrat telling reporters he doesn't think there's enough support for the measure in the state Senate. Cuomo says that he backs legalizing marijuana, but that the issue remains politically controversial with many lawmakers.
I think when the Senate says we don't have the votes, I take them at the word. And when they say, if the Assembly passes it first, which they probably never would, and if the governor did a full-throated campaign, then maybe I could pass it. You know, they're telling you something.
Now, lawmakers insist they're not giving up on passing legalization before they adjourn.
I don't know. I mean, particularly when you think about the fact that every state around us is legalizing.
Assembly Majority Leader Crystal Peoples-Stokes is a consistent supporter of legalizing pot. She's shaking her head, but not admitting defeat.
And there is, without question, New York State troopers know that people actually, you know, there's been some research to look into it where people are actually going to Massachusetts on a regular basis. Most of the people standing in line over there are not people from Massachusetts. They're people from New York. And so, and I'm not suggesting that we should push this forward because everybody else is doing it, or we should push this forward because there's opportunities to make money. We should push this forward because it's the right thing to do. It was the right thing to do when we brought it up, and it's the right thing to do now. And so I'm just hopeful that, you know, those few people who are holding us back will remove themselves or change their minds or change their views, and we can get this done within the next couple of weeks.
Do you think there is a chance right now that that could happen?
I really do. I've been around here for a while, and I know that there's always a chance until the last day gets here. There's a chance.
Would it be considered a fail if it doesn't happen this year?
Not in my estimation. I think it would be considered a fail for a lot of the particularly people who have, you know, the records that can't get them expunged and still are prohibited from fully participating in society, but I wouldn't see it as a fail. I would just see it as, New York missed this opportunity, and so we have to go at it again next year. But I don't think that that's going to happen. I think it will happen this year. And I remain optimistic. I plan to work as hard as I can on it. I know advocates are working as hard as they can on it. And I believe we'll turn people around on it.
You know, it seems to be that there's broad support. There's the majority in most polls of New Yorkers say it should be legalized. Was it something with the tax revenue, or maybe was it something in expunging those, you know, low-level convictions that stood in its way?
No, I don't. I'm not sure that it was either one of those. Even though the governor and I did disagree on whether or not there would be a 50% of the resources invested in the communities that have been diminished as a result of the mass incarceration. But I don't think that that was something that necessarily held it up. That was something that we just disagreed on. And quite honestly, it is now in the new legislation. It's still there. And so are a number of other pieces that he wanted in his original bill. So, you know, government isn't out of compromise, and you don't always get exactly what you want. I didn't, neither did he, but I think at the end of the day, if we could pass this legislation that Liz Krueger and I have introduced, it would be beneficial for all New Yorkers. And you're right about the polls. If this was a referendum state, this would have already been done.
You know, Governor Cuomo had mentioned that this hasn't happened in any other state without a referendum. Should there be a referendum here?
Well, actually, that was last week. Now, Illinois has passed it. They passed it through their legislature on last Friday. So they're the first state to use a legislative process to legalize the use of adult marijuana. There is a process that we could go through to create a referendum. It would call for two separate sessions of legislators to take a vote on it. That literally could not happen within the next 2 to 3 years. So you're really pushing something out that really should happen already. There's no question that the majority of New Yorkers do support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of marijuana.
You know, what is it going to take? This is kind of one of those issues where if you are pushing for it, you might be looking at the Albany again and saying this is kind of like typical New York, a step behind all these other neighboring states and even countries. You look to the north.
I would kind of concur with that assessment. We have this legislation has been introduced for at least 5 years. This is the first year that got any real consideration from either House and the governor, and it really should go this year. We're not looking very progressive when we know what the facts are around mass incarceration, when we know what the facts are around opportunities to invest and to create business, and when we know what the facts are in terms of boosting our economy. We're not looking very progressive here, but I still have the optimum optimism. I think that we can make this happen within the next couple of weeks, and I'm going to keep pushing to make that.
Where's the hang-up? Is it in the Assembly or the Senate or both?
It's sort of kind of both, even though there are the numbers of Assembly members who are prepared to vote. But in some ways, the leadership, the Speaker, doesn't necessarily want to do something that the Senate can't be able to do. So if you will note, a lot of the things that the Assembly and the Senate have done in tandem this year, this session, which is a good thing because it hasn't happened in the past, because we've never really had 46 extended period of time, both Democrats in the Senate leadership and the Assembly. So at this point, we have that, and I know that, you know, the Speaker is trying to see if we can get these things done simultaneously. I believe that it's still possible, and so Liz Krueger, my colleague from the Senate, and I just keep pushing forward.
You know, coming from a treatment perspective, I'm thrilled.
Of course, there are those opposed to legalization. Jody Altman, for one, heads up Kids Escaping Drugs in Western New York and has been a loud voice against legalization of pot.
I have a campus of 77 kids who I can guarantee you all began drinking alcohol and smoking marijuana. I have plenty of the kids on the campus that are here because of their marijuana addiction. So we are definitely not in favor of it being made legal. So I'm thrilled to death that it didn't pass. My question is, why didn't it pass when it sounded like it was the sure thing?
A lot of people say that it is not addictive. What are your thoughts on that? And from a treatment perspective, talk about the dangers of it.
Well, I can talk to you from an adolescent treatment perspective. And kids' brains are not fully formed until they're 23, 24, 25 years old. So now we're putting chemicals into their brains that aren't formed, so their growth is being stunted. And I'm not talking their physical growth. I'm talking their emotional growth, their behavioral growth. So we have kids here that are 18, 19, 20, here because they're smoking marijuana, who behave like a 10 and 12-year-old because that's when they started using drugs. When people say that it's not a gateway, I beg to differ with that. When I have kids on this campus that are in severe legal trouble because of their marijuana use and their marijuana addiction, how can you tell me that's not a gateway? To me, it is a gateway. When I have kids on the campus that are putting needles in their arms 3 and 4 and 5 times a day because they started using marijuana and no longer made them high, how can you tell me that's not a gateway? So I guess that's my argument. Other than saying from a treatment perspective, from an adolescent perspective, we will never support legalizing marijuana. It's a money grab. It's so that people can make money. I understand the racial inequality on it, and that to me has to do with the laws and how we enforce laws, and I absolutely think that that needs to be addressed. But legalizing marijuana will never be something we support on the campus because we have kids in treatment because of it.
We'll see what turns into reality with pot as the New York State legislative session winds down.
That's 930 in 716. We're back tomorrow with another edition from the studios of WBEN Buffalo.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.